97 Rock, ladies and gentlemen, and alumni weekend. That, of course, Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy. You ever notice how on the Houses of the Holy album, there's no song called Houses of the Holy?
No. I just went looking for it and forgot.
And then it's like, a bunch of drug-crazed freaks.
Physical Graffiti, it's Houses of the Holy. So I would imagine on the Houses of the Holy album, shouldn't there have been a song called Physical Graffiti?
Right? But
yes.
No.
All right, now here we are on the alumni weekend. And isn't it good to be saying 97 Rock again? I mean, there's something that's just...
Man, it's good to be saying Bruce Barber. It's good to be saying 97 Rock. It's good to be saying Carl Russo.
Yeah. Russo and Norton, and we got the whole
Larry
gang.
Norton, yeah, Snorton, sure.
Now, you know what's really funny about this is it was really nice. I must say thank you to David Rich and the whole organization here for flying all of us
in
for the weekend.
I probably should too, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should.
Nah. Yes, thank you. All right.
And by the way, of course, I will have my face pressed up against the glass of their private box tomorrow at the Bills game. doing the lost child thing. But so it was nice.
Please. They're in there. It's got a private bathroom.
Let me in.
Let me in.
Oh, my God. Look at that. There's a DJ out there.
Those people in the box. My God, are they playing something on that green grass?
What are they doing
down there?
The game's just a rumor.
Some of them have, like, blue things, and some of them have, like, yellow and black. They're pretty uniforms.
But now what happened was when they decided they were going to fly us in, I said, great, I can come home and see my parents. So it was great to see Mom and Dad. But the thing is, so Mom, who is one of the best listeners I've ever had because she'll put up with anything.
Right.
Mom told all her friends to listen.
Right.
Now, I can picture right now, Mom is home sitting in the family room, and she said she was going to listen, listening to Physical Graffiti.
And you know what? And you know what else you can picture? She's sitting there, she's tapping her toe.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
well, you know what? Now, this is a true story. She was a big fan of the three of us when we were on the air, and we got her actually to like the Rolling Stones song "Waiting on a Friend," and she liked it.
Really? Yeah, well, that was a screaming song.
Waiting on a friend.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
but now I don't know what's happening to my parents because here I was getting, I was in the shower this morning, waiting to come over here, and I come out of the shower and my father has taped the Prince's Trust Rock concert off of HBO. And is grooving to Tina Turner.
Must be that product 19 or
something. Yeah, seriously, what the hell's going on? Bruce, your parents, damn it!
Bruce, haven't they told you?
What?
They're not really your parents at all.
Oh, really?
They found you somewhere.
Right. Well, no, you know what it is I'm saying, my God, the son's the less. The minute I leave this house, and you two parents
and
are
what
going
happens?
Wild.
Well, you've dug up another piece from the archive.
Oh,
here.
I was
what
talking to your mother last week, and one of your mother's favorite people here at 97 Rock was, besides you, was Cindy Chan.
Definitely.
Who's well known for the phrase,
I don't know how to do that.
And Cindy one night got into the stream of consciousness thing, and your mother asked me if we could play this. So, Mom, this is for you.
Sometimes I wonder about the things, the thoughts that pass through my mind. Like this afternoon, I was out at the Boulevard Mall spending my paycheck. Took about 30 seconds. And these two young ladies walked by. They had Rock and Roll Animal t-shirts from 97 Rock on. I just wanted to jump up and say, hi, guess who I am? But I didn't. Can you imagine? Well, we've got a whole new load of 97 Rock and Roll Animal t-shirts and everything else that we've got, poster calendars and baseball jerseys, all available at Cavages and the Rock Shops. I suggest you go get yours so one day when I really do have the guts to jump out of the woodwork and say, guess who I am? You'll have your shirt on and it'll be you I attack. Wouldn't that be fun?
Ooh, yeah!